Good morning. A beautiful April 30th in Bonner County. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. It's the morning show with Jim and Jack. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. we come in and join you, usually with a guest from the community. Today, no guest. No guest from the community, just you and me, and our guest is
the iTunes Library.
And that's right.
And you're my guest, and I'll be your guest.
That sounds good.
How's that? And we'll explain later why we are guesting each other.
That's right. We are looking at a pretty nice day today, and actually all through the weekend. I'm excited. 61 degrees is the high today, with mostly sunny today. Up near 70 tomorrow, says 68, but you know, I'm optimistic. I think it might get up to 70 tomorrow. Saturday, high of 64. Sunday, high of 66. Mostly sunny all the way through. Saturday looks like it's going to be a beautiful, clear day. So, a nice weekend to kick off May. Tomorrow is May Day, in fact.
May Day, and then May 2nd is the first Saturday of the Farmers Market, and we'll mention that in the upcoming events. So, this is a, you know, I noticed that you pedaled your bicycle to the station this morning, and isn't it great to be out at this time of day?
It's wonderful. Yeah, to be out and not freezing cold, I wasn't even wearing a jacket, just...
And the city still has that hushed quality, like it's just stretching its arms and getting ready for the day. You see a few folks downtown. The Starbucks down the street is probably the most hopping business at this hour on First Avenue.
This is my, I agree. Now you mention it, this is like my favorite time of day to be kind of out and about. Especially if you, I mean, I was coming here, I had something to do, but if you happen to be up and walking around downtown with nothing really going on, if it's a Saturday, you're just going to the farmer's market or something, and the town is all quiet, it's the best time to be out.
Well, it's you get to see the town at a different time of day, a different perspective. I also like it late at night when there's a few folks around, rather than the busyness of noon in the afternoon with cars going by and people going about their business. It's part of the magic of living here in North Idaho.
It is the last day of April, as we mentioned. There's one thing I didn't tell you, Jim. I haven't told you about this, but the last...
Is it going to hurt?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Last night of April is Walpurgis Night. That's certainly not how you pronounce it.
Walpurgis Nacht.
There you go. Oh, you know all about it. You know more than I do. Anyway, I think I'm going up to Renko Loop to celebrate Walpurgis Nacht tonight. I don't know if there will be the traditional bonfire or not, but I'm visiting my girlfriend's parents, and we'll see what that's all about.
There's going to be a fire?
I think there's going to be a fire, but I'm not
fun.
Sure.
What fun.
It's the witch's night.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You can probably tell me more about it, because I'm actually going up to getting a history lesson tonight, but it goes back to the Middle Ages, named after the English missionary Saint Walpurga. And the feast is held on the 1st of May, but this is the eve before, and They celebrate. All the witches come out. They have a bonfire. Whatever.
Welcome spring. And I live near the health club over off Lincoln. And yesterday I was walking over to the health club to walk for an hour. I saw the children at Waldorf School. They next to the health club in the vacant field to the south of it, they had a maypole. And they were skipping around with the colored ribbons.
Cool.
And just having a great time. And it's a great opportunity to celebrate the arrival of spring all the good things that brings with it.
Yeah, especially when it's really here. I mean, when it's not a rainy early spring day.
But well, let me tell really, you, you read a cookie cutter forecast coming up. Sunny days and nice sun, blue skies. Get dirt under your fingernails because it'll get, you know, gardening time.
Some people around here tell me that May is beautiful and June, it's like they're transposed. June is traditionally kind of rainy and gray, and May is really nice. And then just when you think summer's going to kick off, it kind of tends to go back to a grayer, rainier time. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, let's have a good May.
Yeah. We're here this morning, and the topic of conversation is going to be our music library here at 88.5 KRFY, our programming in general, specifically our music library. This is a community radio station, as you are no doubt aware, and we are a we're an educational station. We play news and information about our community, but we also play music, and we play music all day long. I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy it, because it is fun to pick the music that goes into it. And there's a character around here named Otto, which a lot of people think is a real person. I used to think it was a real person. It's actually sort of a mix of different people and a different philosophy. It's not a true person. It's more like a Santa Claus.
It's short for automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that we put music into the system. We select songs. And during the day, Otto's eclectic mix, the computer selects. We can set parameters, I think, least often played or random or most recently played, that sort of thing. But we load up the area. Now, what we're talking about is primarily Otto's eclectic mix, because over the weekend we have genres like reggae, KFR reggae, or the Beatles, or bluegrass, or blues. So we kind of know what would go into those areas. But during the daytime, Otto, from 9 to 5 on most days, and some days it starts up at 8, and it's called eclectic because you could at one time hear an Ella Fitzgerald song and then the next time hear an Alabama Shakes, that you never know exactly how Otto is going to do the selection.
It does. Yeah, it picks. It is eclectic, and it does pick from across all sorts of different genres and across the years, too. We have music that has come out. It's 2015. We have music that came out in 2015, just in the last 3 months, I believe. But we also, it goes back, I'm thinking the oldest song we have might be from the 30s. I can check that out. I don't have it right in front of me. But certainly we have some, I think we've got some Glenn Miller in there, so that's 30s
and 40s.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there's a variety of years, and we do, if you've listened to Otto's Eclectic Mix, it maybe has a slightly higher percentage of what's considered rock and roll music, but it does pick from all the genres. You'll hear, yeah, you mentioned Ella Fitzgerald, and but you might hear Bob Marley on there too.
You can hear world. You can hear bluegrass. There are some parameters to Otto's eclectic mix, and each group of music has somebody who is responsible for that and who manages the group. Like you, Jack, manage local and regional artists.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Warren manages the 60s, music from the 60s. Mike Bauer manages the music from the 80s. And Bob Hahn manages, and previously Art Pilch, the music from the 50s. I'm primarily the person responsible for Otto's eclectic mix in terms of what gets put into airplay. And let's talk about briefly about the station's iTunes library. What happens is one thinks of a radio station as having stacks of vinyl and stacks of CDs. Well, you walk into KRFY on First Avenue and you'll be struck by the lack of visual.
Mm-hmm.
That what we do is we import music into the station's iTunes library, and then those songs, once they're in there, they get then imported into Radiologic, which is the computer program that runs our on-air system. Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough, yeah.
And that there are the parameters for Otto's eclectic mix. I'm just going to go through a couple of them, Jack.
As a preface, it's good to know that it's not just so people are aware, we don't
throw everything
in. Yeah, we don't throw everything in and just hit shuffle. There is a thought process that goes into what you hear on KRFY.
You know, one thing that's arbitrary is no song is longer than 7 minutes and 30 seconds in terms of, you won't find Bob Dylan's Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands going on for 11 minutes.
Good song, though.
Oh, outstanding. Tune into the folk show tonight. I might play it. Uh-huh. You know, usually about the length of two songs, you know, 7 minutes and 30 seconds, we try to avoid top 10 hits. As wonderful as the Eagles are coming to, I think, Spokane in late May or early June, you know, for example, we wouldn't play Take It Easy unless there's a tribute album or a new arrangement of that song. Auto, that would not be an auto. That would get me to the next one. If there's an unusual version of a familiar song, for example, Crosby, Stills, and Nash came out with a CD 2-3 years ago called Demos, and these are working versions of songs that later on became hits. And one of them that I put into the rotation is Marrakesh Express. We all know that, but to hear it done acoustically really opens up before it's a stripped down version. It's not, auto is not dominated by one genre. You can hear bluegrass, then we'd go over to urban or maybe blues, reggae, or pop. We try to avoid songs that have offensive language and or subject matter. We try to vet every song that gets in, but some do slip by, mainly because the lyrics that sometimes are accompany the CD might not be the same lyrics that appear on the...
Not word for word.
Sometimes. Not word for word. With famous singers or musicians or groups, we try to pick the rare or different one. For example, you more than likely won't hear the Stones' Can't Get No Satisfaction, but something like No Expectations, it would be worthwhile. And I think that is an auto. And the final bottom rule, Jack, there are exceptions to all the above. And
yes, there are. It is you pretty much, I'm sure people around here have noticed that what you hear on KRFY, you don't generally hear anywhere else on the dial, at least in our local area.
Well, we're not dictated by playlists, since we're non-commercial. As far as I know of, we don't get hardly any CDs into the station. And much of what we import come from people's personal collections. And I have to admit that most of it comes from my unending. But on the other hand, we just had the mayor drop off. Mayor Kerry Logan on Tuesday came and spoke on the KRFY morning show, and she dropped off 3 CDs. Among the 3 CDs, I'm just absolutely can't wait to listen to is the new Alabama Shakes one. So we're going to give that a listen, and thank you, nice. Kerry Logan. So if there are folks out there who are willing to share their music, we'll rip it and return it to you. We don't want to keep anything. Because right now we're sort of dictated by what I can't afford and what other people can't afford. And so if you have a music collection out there, but let's play some music, some of the recent additions. And I'll begin with Van Morrison. Van Morrison recently came out with a CD called Duets. And unlike, let's say, Tony Bennett, who has done a couple CDs of duets, doing popular songs from the American Songbook. What Van Morrison did is he went back through his albums, and he's got a gazillion of them. And the subtitle of his duets is Reworking the Catalog. And you're not going to find Tupelo Honey or Brown Eyed Girl or something like that. He just simply blew the dust off. And he's got incredible people. He's got Bobby Womack, Josh Stone, Natalie Cole, Mick Hucknall from Simply Red, Georgie Fame, Steve Winwood, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits and Taj Mahal. But the song that I'd like to play comes from his 1970 album called His Band and the Street Choir. And he does this duet with Mavis Staples from the Staples Singer. And boy, what a rhythm and blues group that is. Here is the version of If I Ever Needed Someone on the Duets Van Morrison CD on 88.5 KRFY.
The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show.
That was Lord, If I Ever Needed Someone, Van Morrison and Mavis Staples, reworking the catalog, duets, Van Morrison. This has just came out this year, and I highly recommend it. It's just a lot of name people doing Van Morrison songs that you don't immediately think of.
He's... Yeah, I like that version of that tune, too. A little bit different, still recognizable, but a little bit different. And Mavis Staples is a definite positive addition.
Well, you know, hopefully, I hope that these songs move people back to Van Morrison CDs. This man has really got an incredible catalog of music, and there's some albums that rarely get attention, and I highly recommend this as an introduction and then go back to the original albums.
Van Morrison, we could talk about just him for the rest of the show, but
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria with them.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a great.
Great in the 60s as a member of them making those hits, and then kind of when he went off on his own. I don't know why. To me, it seems like he doesn't get mentioned quite in the same breath as what we consider like the classics, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, you know, but... And I guess he was just a little bit later, came just a few years later as a solo artist. But that run of albums that he had from the very late 60s, 68.
Into the 70s.
Into the mid-70s.
St. Dominic's Preview, Hard Knows the Highway, Verdant Fleece, just incredible listening experiences.
And different than other people were doing at the time. A little, you know, not. It doesn't sound like anybody else. Sounds like Van Morrison in a wonderful way.
Yeah. The thing that I think that what's interesting that you said is that he's not in the catalog with Rolling Stones and the Beatles and such. I don't think he ever cared about the top 10 market. And if you look at his catalog outside of Brown Eyed Girl and Domino and Tupelo Honey, you'd be hard pressed. But those who know really value Van Morrison and his contributions to music.
He is wonderful. That's Van the man. We've got a whole set of music queued up for you today. I think the next one we should talk about is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, and along with Patchy Sanders. I turned the phone on a little early, didn't I? People are already ready to call in and get their tickets. We do have a KRFY benefit concert coming up. It's Friday, May 29th. If you're just hearing about this now, stick around. Friday, May 29th at the Panada Theater, we are having a concert to support KRFY Panhandle Community Radio with two excellent bands coming to town. Patchy Sanders is out of Ashland, Oregon, and they are it's sort of a bluegrass alt folk. They call it an alt folk orchestra. It's a 6-piece band. All excellent musicians they've got the whole spread, upright bass and mandolin, guitar. I think one of them plays a saw. I mean, it's a show as well as a musical experience. They will put on a visual show as well. And then touring with them is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies out of Nashville, Tennessee. Both of these bands are very impressive. Patchy Sanders was in the was kind of on the short list for a Grammy nomination. They didn't actually get nominated for a Grammy for bluegrass, but they were talked about. It seemed
considered.
Like
they were considered.
And the Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies is getting a great deal of publicity right now too. I think these are two bands that you're gonna hear more from in the future, and I don't know if they're going to be touring a lot of small towns like Sandpoint after the year 2015.
Well, we're lucky to get them, and this is a fundraiser for KRFY, and the tickets are reasonably priced, and tickets can be purchased at Eichhart's, Eve's Leaves, KRFY, Panada.org, PatchySanders.com, and by stopping by the station. And speaking of tickets, what do we have?
Well, we have two tickets, thanks to the generosity of a KRFY supporter. We have a pair of tickets right now to give away to our third caller as soon as I start the music.
And the phone number.
Oh, the phone number. Yeah, maybe we should only give it away to really faithful listeners who have it
memorized.
Maybe we should
give away only the first three digits.
Yeah. The phone number here is area code 208-265-2992. If you're the third caller who I actually talk to, then you get yourself a pair of tickets to the Patchy Sanders and Lindsay Lou in the Flatbellies concert at the Panada Theater. Have a listen to this one. This is Patchy Sanders. This is one of their more bluegrassy cuts, but they do they're all over the map. They would be right at home at KRFY because they are sort of an eclectic group that plays all sorts of things. We got a Lindsay Lou queued up a little later in the hour as well. But this is Patchy Sanders. The song is called Darkest Scarlet Wild Rose. The album is called Patchy Sanders and the Wild Peach Forest. And our third caller at 265-2992 gets a pair of tickets to the concert on May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Panada Theater. Ready? Start your engines. Go. The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource. Congratulations to Ren, who won our pair of tickets there. Hey, if you were trying to get some, guess what? You might have another chance. That was Patchy Sanders with Darkest Scarlet Wild Rose. Later on in the hour, we'll play a little Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, maybe give away a pair of tickets again. If you're not so lucky, didn't win anything on the radio today, don't worry. You can get your tickets down at Eichhart's, Eve's Leaves, Panada.org. The POAC offices are going to have a few of them. KRFY, that's us, or PatchySanders.com.
And I do want to say that if you do win tickets, we're going to be doing ticket giveaways throughout the upcoming month. If you've already won a pair of tickets, just simply share the good magic around with other listeners of KRFY and let them have an opportunity to win some tickets. But you're listening to Jim and Jack here on 88.5 KRFY, and we're playing music that has been added. And at the rate that we're talking, we're not going to get through that many of the new additions. One of the ones that I'm excited about is you've heard of Cat Stevens, haven't you?
I have heard of Cat Stevens, yes.
Well, he was silent for 25 years, and in 2006 he released a CD underneath the name of Yusuf Islam, or just Yusuf. And this past year, he's done, this is his third CD since he came back. This is one called Tell 'Em I'm Gone. And it's just Cat Stevens, throw away your notion of Cat Stevens previously, that you think of Moonshadow, Morning Has Broken, Peace Train. Mm-hmm. This is an album that is much more rhythmally and bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
Rhythmally. Mm-hmm. I just made up that word, but we're going to play a cut from it. You can hear this as well as other songs from this incredible CD here on 88.5 KRFY. I have queued up, it's an Edgar Winter song, Dying to Live, here on 88.5 KRFY. Yusuf, do we say PKA rather than AKA, not also known as, but previously known as?
Yeah.
PKA.
The artist previously known
as. Like with Prince.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cat Stevens doing a cover of Edgar Winter's Dying to Live on 88.5 KRFY.
That's Yusuf. The song is called Dying to Live. Apparently an Edgar Winter cover. Yusuf, formerly known as Cat Stevens. Interesting history to Cat Stevens / Yusuf.
And disappearing for a chunk of years. And on the mm-hmm. CD, he does a version of You Are My Sunshine. You go, oh dear, not another. You know, I thought I've heard that song. A really nice rendition of it. And this is quite... listenable CD, and I highly recommend. Stay tuned to KRFY 88.5, and you'll hear more of the CD.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we were talking about Patchy Sanders. How about a little Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies coming up next? And I think it is time to give away another pair of tickets. I know we just gave away a pair, but someone's feeling generous, so... Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, again, out of Nashville, Tennessee. She has a wonderful voice, and they are another eclectic mix. We've got a couple of songs in autos that are very fun, upbeat, up-tempo. I've queued up one that's not in autos just because why not give it a little variety, something you won't hear from Lindsay Lou, but might give you a little taste of their musical history, whatever. The song is called The River Jordan, and the artist is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Again, they're coming to the Panada as part of a fundraiser for this radio station, 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio.
On May 29th, and should we take the second caller?
Might as well.
Okay, and call. As soon as we start up the song, we'll start taking phone calls. The number is 265-2992, and we have two tickets to the Patchy Sanders, Lindsay Lou, and the Flatbellies fundraising concert May 29th. That's a Friday at the Panada Theater. Anything else, Jack, before we play it?
No, we'll be giving away tickets all month long, I think, until 1 month from today, actually. Today's the 29th. Today's the 30th.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Time flies.
Less than a month from today. 4 weeks from tomorrow. How about that? This is Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. The number is 265-2992.
Second caller.
That's right. Pair of tickets. The KRFY Morning Show is broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday, live at 8 a.m. Tune in to 88.5 or stream us live from our website at 8 o'clock to hear the complete and unedited program, including musical selections. Due to our licensing, we are unable to include full songs in our downloadable podcasts. We now return to the KRFY Morning Show. That's Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. The song's called The River Jordan. Go ahead.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Nice song. Nice. We're in the middle, the mellow middle of the KRFY
morning
show.
The next song will.
But we'll change that up.
We want to thank Diana for calling in and being caller number two. Let's fill the Panada Theater on May 20th. 29th and show your support for Community Supported Radio in North Idaho. Go attend the Patchy Sanders, Lindsay Lou, and the Flat Bellies concert. And throughout this month, we will be giving away tickets. If you've won tickets, please don't call in again. And tell your friends. Make a big evening of it.
That's right. And if you're not feeling lucky, or if you just want to support us financially, you can pick up tickets. They are reasonably priced at iCarts, Eve's Leaves, Panada.org, the POAC offices, PatchySanders.com, and from us, KRFY. The number is 265-2992. You can call any old time of day. Most of the time, somebody's here, and they'll be able to sell you some tickets if you're interested. It is going to be a great show. I like the timing, too. Friday, May 29th, really going to kick off summer.
Absolutely. You know? And kicking off summer, we're doing that today here in the station by playing new additions to the iTunes library of the station. And we're running out of time. We've hardly scratched the surface. I'm going to do two real quickly. Ziggy Marley came out with a new CD called Fly Rasta. And what's sort of neat is if you purchase it, inside there's a little paper thing with wildflower seeds in it. But just this will get you going this morning. We're going to play the cutoff of I Don't Want to Live on Mars. And then we're going to go right into Jesse Winchester. He passed away from cancer a year ago in April 2014. And he wrote such great songs as Biloxi, Mississippi, You've Been on My Mind, Rumba Man, that Nicolette Larson did a Rumba Girl thing. But his CD that was released posthumously called A Reasonable Amount of Trouble, it kicks off with a song that I just think is beautiful. It's called All We Have Is Now. So here is a two-song set with Ziggy Marley, I Don't Want to Live on Mars, that'll get you going, and then Jesse Winchester, So Mellow, with All That We Have Is Now.
There's a sweet little song from Jesse Winchester. Jim can tell you all about Jesse Winchester, I'm quite sure, but he's a great songwriter who recently passed, of course. But I've heard a number of Jesse Winchester's songs without knowing it, performed by other artists. Jimmy Buffett was a big fan of Jesse Winchester.
Biloxi, yeah. And I think he did a live version of Rumba Man. Jesse Winchester slipped up to Canada during the 60s when the war in Vietnam was going strong, and he was not allowed back in the country and given amnesty by Jimmy Carter. But if you would like to know more about Jesse Winchester, I can just suggest, and I've done this before on the air, go to YouTube and punch in Jesse Winchester, and he does a song called Sham-a-ling Dong Ding. And it's part of Elvis Costello's singer-songwriter, and he performs the song about an older couple hearing a song that they heard when they were first falling in love, and he performs it, and sitting next to him on a stool is Nico Case, who is incredible in her own right, and as the song ends, this big tear just rolls down her eye. Jesse Winchester just does a bang-up job with that. And before Jesse Winchester, we heard I Don't Want to Live on Mars. That would be Ziggy Marley, and Fly Rasta is his CD, and what a musical tradition he comes from. And so these are kinds of songs that you will hear during Otto's Eclectic Mix. But I think we should talk a little bit now about the calendar. We didn't even scratch a surface, and we'll talk more later about what we didn't play. But today is Thursday, the last day of April.
Sure is.
And today from 4 to 7 is, this is just a fun event if you've never been to it, the Yappy Hour. A tail wagon good time. Bring your dog and enjoy a Panhandle Animal Shelter benefit with live music, beverages, and fun. And that is from 4 to 7 at Laughing Dog Brewing, 1109 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay. More information at 265-7297. So grab your dog and go to Yappy Hour. It's a great event. One time I walked by, and the dogs are having a great time, and so are the people.
Yeah.
So that's today, 4 to 7. Monarch Mountain Coffee tonight from 6 to 8 on 4th Avenue, 208 4th Avenue next to the post office. They're going to have live music with Highway 1. That's Monarch Mountain Coffee today.
Highway 1.
And then finally, we have at the Panada Theater tonight, children performing for children, a little bit of Mozart. This is done by the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and the Pondere Arts Council, POAC. And it's an educational presentation and performance, and it focuses on the life and works of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And more information, call 265-4444. A little bit of Mozart, children performing for children.
That sounds like fun, actually. I like having the Musical Conservatory of Sandpoint in town. What a nice organization.
Oh, it does a bang-up job. Karen and Ruth do just a great job. I remember when I lived in Eastern Europe, I would walk by a house that had a little plaque on it that said, Mozart performed here at the age of 5.
Wow.
No kidding. I said wow, too.
Wow. Well, we'll get into it. Jim's life in Eastern Europe on a future show, I think, because that's news to me. excuse me. Coming up this weekend,
you don't know about me.
Yeah. Well, here's one. Coming up tomorrow evening, an evening with Charlie and friends at the Panada Theater. Charlie Packard, a benefit concert for Charlie Packard, who looks like he's on the mend, had some... he was in poor health for a while. We are happy to say Charlie is still with us, seems to be recovering, and there are 23 different local musicians who will be joining Charlie on stage. Mostly, Charlie's going to be able to sit back and watch other artists perform his own songs. He's probably... Well, certainly one of the best songwriters in our area around here, and has a long and prolific history of song. What a wonderful guy, wonderful musician, and a wonderful way to tribute him. 23 local musicians are coming together at the Panada tomorrow night, who will cover their favorite Charlie Packard songs. It's one not to be missed. Tickets are available in advance at Eichardt's Pub and Eve's Leaves, online at panada.org, and at the door if they're still available. I hope this one sells out. It sounds like it's very close.
The community has been blessed to have Charlie with us. I mean, the great times in the music and the songwriting over the years. Yay, Charlie.
Yay, Charlie. Coming up tomorrow night as well, at the POAC, the Pondere Arts Council studio, there is an opening reception for the Sandpoint Train Depot Art Show. This is at 5:30 before the Charlie Packard Show, and it happens to be right next door to the Panada Theater. At 5:30 in the POAC Gallery, 302 North 1st Avenue, featuring artwork that shows the impressions of the Sandpoint Train Depot, which is reopening at the end of the month, at the end of May, I should say. The art will remain on display through June 12th at the POAC Gallery, but tomorrow night is the grand opening and reception. And actually, I'm heading down to POAC later today to see if I can't put my model train together and get it. I'm serious.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Hopefully that will be going around above your heads. If you see a train while you're down there, you'll know who to thank. But actually, if anyone out there has any HO scale train track, we would appreciate having a loan of some HO train track, because I'm going to be tight pressed to make it all the way around the room. The POAC offices or the POAC studio is at 302 North 1st Avenue, and the reception is tomorrow night. Coming up this weekend, we are running low on time, but there's one very important return that we're going to get to here.
A return. Okay. Yeah. Real quickly, we're going to go back to the Sandpoint Farmers Market. Opens this Saturday, 9 to 1, May 2nd, and will continue through early October. Also open on Wednesday afternoons, 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Nothing is greater than on a Saturday morning to stroll out and go down to the Farmers Market on Farman Park. And this Saturday, you're going to have the Coeur d'Alene Youth Marimba Band. So go out, see people, welcome in spring. And also want to remind you that the Marine Corps League of Sandpoint asking for donations for their annual fundraising garage sale to be held in May. Call 265-5836.
It's free first Saturday at the Bonner County Museum. There's live music at the Poor Authority and elsewhere around town. At the Panada Theater on Saturday night, 300 North First Avenue, a screening of the film Woman in Gold. Showtime's at 1:30 and 7:30 p.m.
At the Panada.
At the Panada. Remarkable true story of one woman's journey to reclaim her heritage and seek justice for what happened to her family. You can visit panada.org for more details.
And that has Helen Mirren in it.
Oh, Helen Mirren. I didn't know that. We've run long, as we always do on the morning show. It's time for Bird Note now, but we have a whole selection of music queued up to come in right after Bird Note. Recent additions to the KRFY music library, which you will be hearing in the future. You may not have heard them yet. You have yourself a nice, beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a great one to be outside and celebrate the return of spring. Stay tuned for Bird Note, and then all day long, Otto's Eclectic Mix right here on 88.5 KRFY.